every year at the International Loebner Competition. A prize is awarded to the computer that comes the closest to passing the Turing test. This year's prize went to Mohan Embar, a computer programmer from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It took me very much by surprise. I've been trying to enter this competition since 2008. Just imagine that you have a judge, and he's got two chat sessions open, like real-time instant messaging chat sessions. And if he can't figure out which is human and which is a computer, then the computer can be said to have won, basically. It's a free-form conversation. He can ask it anything he wants. A common question is, are you a human or are you a bot? One of the questions asked by an Italian professor was, if we shake hands, whose hand am I holding? Computers are nowhere near being able to pass this test. People can tend to get disappointed when they look at the transcripts, because if you watch The Terminator and you see Arnold Schwarzenegger or Summer Glau blowing people up and stuff like that, but being really smart, then you can kind of have unrealistic expectations as to what computers are able to do. A savvy judge can spot the bot easily within the first 20 seconds of the conversation, I would say. My chatbot, whose name is Chip Vivant, one of the things he asked the people there is, what line of work are you in? And so one of them said, I'm a professor. And Chip said, how does it feel to spend so much time indoors? That same judge, she said, let's talk about my cat. And then Chip asked her, what breed is your cat? And then she said it was a Siamese. And Chip said, is he friendly? And he started talking about her cat. I have always loved computers, ever since I knew about them. I found out about them when I was like 11 or 12. I mean, I get a real kick out of writing programs that are smarter than me. I don't know if you've ever seen that puzzle with the triangle, with the pegs where you jump over one peg and you have to end up with only one peg. I think it was like a summer trip to Door County where I found one of those puzzles in a tourist shop. And the entire ride home, I tried to solve that puzzle and I wasn't able to do it for the life of me. And so finally I went home and I went in front of my computer. It was like a really ancient computer back then, but I wrote a program to solve that. It was like on a Saturday morning. My mom was making pancakes downstairs. I finished the program and I started it running and it started churning through all the possibilities. Then I went downstairs and I ate my pancakes and then I came back up and the computer had printed solution found and it printed out a sequence of moves. And my first reaction was like, yeah, right. And then I did the moves on the triangle puzzle and yeah, it had solved the problem where I wasn't able to do it. So to create something that can actually surpass you, I get a real kick out of that concept.
Milwaukee programmer Mohan Embar won the 2012 Loebner competition for the most human computer.